3D printed guns are kind of just under this umbrella term of ghost guns, which is basically just another term for untraceable firearms. These are firearms that have been built by individuals, and so they don't have any of the identification numbers that would come with a commercially purchased gun. So they're like ghosts to the system.
This is Tori Bodine, an undergraduate student in statistics at Utah State University. She's studying ghost guns across the U.S. These guns have no identification, they are not traceable, and the government does not know how many of these ghost guns exist in the U.S.
Because of the nature of ghost guns, they're usually completely invisible to law enforcement until they show up at a crime scene.
According to Bodine, that unknown can have severe consequences.
There was a case of a man in California who had been banned by the police from owning firearms because of two assault charges. He ended up buying the components to build one of these guns and killing his wife and four other people.
Bodine's research investigates how emerging technologies like ghost guns are impacting law enforcement and possible solutions for agencies like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Generally, I want to have a conversation about the unique challenges that law enforcement are facing because of emerging technologies and just the need for support. You know, things that I would suggest, like requiring people that are building their own guns to have to register it with a serial number. I think also, like, my other recommendation is just increasing the communication between local law enforcement and federal organizations.
Bodine will be one of 30 Utah scholars presenting their work to Utah legislatures and policymakers on Capitol Hill on March 5th. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Heger.